Straight Talk Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody. Great to be here with you. It's not a bad day out there at all. It's always a little up and down this time of year. In the studio today, I have Sandra from What's for Dinner. How are you doing, Sandra?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing great. I know you're running a lot these days, so I'm sure you're a little bit sore from all that.
I am.
We'll talk about that later. And also later in the show, we have Stephen Andrew from CTV Vancouver Island, who is directing the play Amadeus, which is going to be a fundraiser for Kaleidoscope Theatre, which is going to be a great play, I'm sure. And a little talk from Susan Jacks about her concert a little bit later. And Sandra's going to talk about some single serving she's got coming up with her business, which will be great, I'm sure.
We are very excited.
I'm sure. Yeah. But we have one of our favorite guests, Emily Richards. She's an author. She's a speaker. Does many things, a mum included. Her new book is Get in the Kitchen and Cook. How are you doing, Emily?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Now, I know it's been a busy day because Nicholas had his 7th birthday.
Yes, we had a busy morning with 15, 6 and 7-year-olds.
Oh, yeah, no, you forget. She's in Toronto, so she's already had a full day with the...
Yeah, I'm ready for my glass of wine now.
Oh, my God. Hey, us too.
Yeah, and it's only what?
11. So how did the party go?
It went really well. All the kids did well. We went glow-in-the-dark mini-putt, and we only had one incident where there was a golf ball to the face, but, you know, he lived to tell the tale. It was all good.
Sandra, you forget when your kids get older about all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
The birthday party. I mean, it's so much stuff. And this was the first time he wanted to go outside the home, right?
Yes, it was very hard for me to deal with because we've always had home birthday parties, which I like. I'm in control. But this is the first time we endeavored out, and I felt a little lost because I couldn't make the food. I couldn't do any of that stuff. But everyone was happy, so it's doable.
It's all about letting go, isn't it? Little steps, Emily.
Yeah.
My friend Debbie was great. She'd come over, and we'd have these birthday parties with my daughter, had a billion kids over, and she has a daycare, Debbie, so she'd have all the shoes by the door. So when the parents came, they were like, just here's the kid, the goodie bag, boot, out they went. Never all that kind of awkward around the door stuff. It was like, they're good to go.
Yeah.
So you can get on with your glass of wine, right? And speaking of which, get in the kitchen and cook. We've got three to give away later, and I love the inscription, Live, Love, Cook. Sandra, I know you're a big fan of Emily's, and you've got your own cookbook here, and you're going over it with wishing you could make one tonight. Which one were you going to make? Have you thought about it?
Well, I was really looking at this, the teriyaki salmon skewers. Those look really good.
That's a nice, easy one, too.
Yeah.
Now, Emily, the cookbook is great. The way it's formatted, the size of it is so approachable. And you put a lot into it. It's from appies all the way to desserts, and vegetarian, eggs, sandwiches. There's everything you really need here. And the pictures and the layout is really easy to follow and not so cumbersome as to take up too much room on your counter.
No, and that was what I really wanted. The other thing that I really wanted was for people to be able to read it when they're standing up cooking. Mm. So I actually made the print
a little
bit larger.
I lie down when I cook.
You know, you have, unless you're holding it up in your hand, it's awkward.
Yeah.
You need both hands to be cooking, and I really want people to cook from it. So I did make the font a little bit larger.
I love that, too.
Yeah, and the ingredient lists are darker than the method. So, you know, there's a little bit of method to my madness.
It's really well thought out.
So I really tried to. And there's one recipe on each page, so you don't have to flip the page to finish the recipe.
That's
all
nice.
On one page.
Now, Emily, if people are listening right now and they want to follow along, how would they order one of these books?
You can get it two ways right now. You can go to my website, emilyrichardscooks.ca, or you can also find me on the Blurb website at blurb.com, and you can order it online. And I think as of this week or possibly next week, there's actually an ebook version that's going to be available too. So, you know, if you have a tablet or your phone and you want to download it, you can do it that way as well.
Perfect. And, you know, the pictures are great. Were those ones that you took yourself?
Yeah, they are. They are. I'm not diving into food photography anytime soon, but they are photos. I do a lot of recipe writing and development for newspapers, so I wanted to incorporate some of that work that I've done in the past and present in the book as well.
And you've worked for Shiloh, and you've done lots of things. So, I mean, it's really not something you haven't been part of for a long time, seeing food styling.
No, I have been. I have been a part of it. That's true. And it's just one of those things that I do it if I have to, or if someone asks me to do it for them, I do it because I like them. So there's got to be that kind of connection. And it is a lot of work. Food stylists put a lot of pain and effort and, you know, blood, sweat, and tears into their work. And it shows. I mean, food photography is beautiful. You want it to jump off the paper, and you want to eat the paper, essentially.
That's right. I mean, it really does make you want to follow that recipe.
Exactly.
One of the things tonight that maybe if you have a guy like Nicholas, Emily's pizza dough. Now, is this really hard to make?
No.
Easy.
My pizza dough is like, it's so easy. And it's great for, if you love that kind of thin Italian-style crust, that's exactly what this is. I worked on pizza dough for a long time to get the pizza dough I wanted, because I do make pizza often. The kids love it. I use it for different things, too, now. I don't just use it for pizza. I make little buns out of it. I make focaccia with it. I use it for my calzones. So it's very versatile. It's easy to use, and you don't even have to use a rolling pin. I just kind of push it out. That's how soft it is. It's just really easy to work with. You can't even compare it to something that you would buy at the store, because those are usually done in really big batches, and they're stretchy, and you kind of have to roll and pull, and, you know, it scrunches back on you, where this won't do that at all.
And I think when you see something like homemade dough, you think, well, that's something I could never do. You can buy one of those things from the store. But there's only about five or six ingredients. What kind of time are you looking at to make a dough?
It really takes, total to make it, about 10 minutes.
Okay.
You have to wait for the yeast to be alive and just make sure that it is alive so that the dough will rise. And that can take anywhere from 5 to 10 minutes. And then you just dump everything else in, mix it together. And then you can let it sit on the counter for usually within about half an hour. It'll already be activated and start to double. And then you can kind of work at that point. If you want to let it sit the whole hour, you can. Or you can actually just mix it all together, not let it rise, put it in the refrigerator, and make it for the next day. So you can, you know, do this. What I tend to do is make a few batches, not let it rise at room temperature, but I put it in a Ziploc bag with a little bit of oil and stick it in the freezer or fridge, and then just pull it out when I need it, and then let it rise.
And what about some ideas for toppings? Is there pretty much anything? You can do a red one or a white one. What kind of sauces do you put on that?
Pretty much anything goes. I've done things as kind of, they might be crazy to some, but, you know, I like playing around. I use peanut sauce sometimes as a base.
Ooh.
And then do kind of like a Thai style pizza with,
that's,
you know, leftover chicken and bean sprouts and broccoli, that type of thing. And then there's the traditional, you know, pizza sauce with pepperoni and cheese, but you could also just pull out what you have in the fridge. I like to use it as a leftover type idea too, where if you have leftover cooked vegetables or potatoes, you know, just put them all on there, or slice up some sausages or roast chicken. I mean, if you look at pizza shops now, that's pretty much what they're doing. They're using a lot of what we have in our refrigerators that we've had, you know, for dinner through the week. And, you know, you give it a nice title, and it's a great pizza.
It's not just pepperoni anymore. I saw you raise your eyes. Or you love Thai stuff and
I
kind
do.
Of food, don't you?
Yeah.
I've never
yeah.
heard of peanut sauce. Have you on pizza?
You know, I guess I just never thought of doing it that
no.
way. You're kind of programmed to think tomato-based, but
Brother makes a good one without tomatoes, but I've never thought of it either. It's sort of like yeah. you just think of that with some cheese. And
or even like pesto sauces, you know, sun-dried tomato or
yeah.
basil pesto as the base. Those are really fun. Actually, this week I'm working on some recipes for summer, and I tried a miso-style pizza. So what I used was, you know, the miso vinaigrette. When you go out for sushi, they give you those salads, and they have that miso vinaigrette.
Yeah.
I used that as the sauce on the pizza.
What did you think?
And I grilled some mushrooms and put that on there and some sesame seeds, and it was really good. I was kind of shocked myself because I thought, oh, I don't know about this. But it was good. It was tasty. And I still used mozzarella cheese because that doesn't really have any flavor. So it works to keep the toppings in, but then it still lets all the flavors out. So that miso came through, the sesame oil, the garlic, and all that kind of stuff. So it was nice, and I served it with a salad, and I felt like I was in July. It was perfect.
Oh, wonderful. We come back. We're going to talk some more about maybe some Saturday night meals for grown-ups.
You don't just love sports, you live sports. And CFAX 1070 knows the score. Junior, amateur, pro. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Hi, this is Kevin Walker of the Oak Bay Beach Hotel in beautiful Victoria, BC. Our oceanfront hotel is almost complete, and this spring we will open our doors to the world once again. And there are still a limited number of vacation hotel suites for sale. Purchase one today, and you'll receive a contracted net rate of return in excess of 3% annually for as long as you own the property. Plus, you'll enjoy up to 16 weeks of personal use each year. We are so confident in this investment that we're giving you the option to sell the suite back to us in 5 years for 5% more than you paid for it. That's how much we believe in our product. This property boasts five-star, state-of-the-art amenities, seaside hot mineral pools, the historic Snug Pub, the David Foster Foundation Dinner Theater, and Kate's Cafe are all yours to enjoy. Visit oakbaycondos.com/invest to learn about the opportunities at the Oak Bay Beach Hotel. Then give our office a call. This opportunity has the highest return on lifestyle imaginable, and it can be yours for years to come. The Oak Bay Beach Hotel, oceanfront investing in Victoria, B.C.
Hi, I'm Rhonda Parker from Cruise Experts Travel, and I invite you to join me as I host a 12-night AMA Waterways River Cruise on board AMA Adagio. As we experience France and its legendary wine-growing regions such as Beaujolais and Côte d'Aron from September 17th to 28th. Ship is sold out, and we only have 3 staterooms left. Call me for more information on our exclusive departure. 250-384-8100. Cruise Experts Travel, your island connection. 250-384-8100.
Many things have changed, but McCall Brothers funeral directors know people still need to gather and support each other when a death occurs. That's why they've kept with the times and have updated their reception center. Designed to honor and celebrate life, the center is fully catered, can accommodate small or large gatherings, and has ample parking. All arrangements can be made at McCall's Downtown or McCall's West Shore, Jacqueline at Souk Road. McCall's Reception Center, helping to honor and celebrate a life. Visit McCallBros.com.
We are back with Emily Richards, and I've got Sandra from What's for Dinner. Emily, Sandra's asking, what kind of camera do you have?
Yeah, because we have to take photos for ours, and it's so hard, you know, to have a good...
It is. And you know what? Now, I mean, I haven't bought a new camera in a long time. I'm actually using an old camera. It's as old as Nicholas, in fact. It's 7 years old. We got it when just before he was born because we wanted to take pictures of, you know, the new baby. And but now you can get, like, cameras with, like, food settings and things like that to get those clearer pictures. I just have a Fuji camera that, and I'm scared to use anything else because I kind of grew up with this camera, if you will.
Yes.
And so I know how it works. I know how to download the pictures onto the computer. Mm-hmm. All those, like, silly little things that, you know, maybe I'm taking for granted because I'm afraid if I have to go buy a new camera.
Yeah, I understand that when you get used to something and down the road, when you have more time, you'll probably get into it more and get a newer camera. But we also want to know in the contents page, who's your family? Is that your kitchen?
Yeah, there's a few of them in there on the contents page.
Is that your husband?
That's my husband with the diva apron, and the boys, and then my daughter's actually sitting on a friend's lap in the middle picture,
yes.
In the middle there. And then Nicholas is actually helping make cookies
with
in
the green
shirt. Yeah, and those are some friends' kids that are a bit older helping out too.
And how old's your little girl?
She is four.
Four.
Yeah.
My goodness, look at all that food in the counter. You know, whenever I talk to you, it feels like that's what it would look like. You know, because I always try to envision when you talk about your Christmases and your meals and all the family coming over. That's kind of how I saw it: casual and nice and. Comfortable.
That's pretty much what it is. I mean, and for me, I'm lucky to be able to invite friends over, neighbors, and family, and say, you know, I'm working on some recipes. Can you guys come? They've also been really great. I've, you know, tried to do supper club type things, and they let me control it, which is really nice. So, you know, it's
You keep saying the word control, but you seem like you're pretty easygoing.
I am, but I just, you know what I do? Supper clubs, a lot of people just say, you know, we're going to get together and put together a meal. And what I do is I send out recipes for everybody to choose, and then everyone gets to choose one thing so that no one comes with the same recipe, and so that it actually is a meal, so that not everyone shows up with, you know, dessert, and not everyone shows up with salad. So that's kind of how I control it.
And then it'll no hair in the food, please.
yeah.
And make sure your kitchen's clean.
So,
can't control that.
No.
Yeah. It's always fun that way, and you know, I always try to get people to be honest. I mean, the food that's in this book has all been tried by I don't know how many people, just from, you know, the very early stages of me working on something, and they happen to be coming by, or you know, the one day the FedEx guy came in, I'm like, do you have a minute? Can you just try this for me? And he's like, I don't think I'm allowed to do this. I said, well, here, just take it with you, and next time you come around, let me know what you think.
As long as you didn't have your kitten shoes on and your your robe, you're okay.
Yeah.
So I just want to ask about a Saturday night dinner for adults. You know, the mussels look good. There's a lot of steak recipes. What would you suggest for our listeners today? Something that would be really delicious, something they could pull together by 6, 7 o'clock tonight for their loved one or a few people to come over?
If you want to start off with a soup, the roasted grape tomato soup is amazing because the grape tomatoes you can get year round and they're always sweet, so you don't have to kind of, you know, balance out any other flavors. And by roasting the tomatoes, it just adds that much more. So that's a great starter soup. And I like serving, if you just sear a couple of scallops and put that in the soup with it, that's a great first course. And then one of my favorite mains is the sirloin with some mushroom merlot sauce. Again, really, really easy. You can, you know, if you want, you can grill the steak and do the sauce in a skillet, or you can do the steak in the skillet and then just put it in the oven while your sauce is cooking. And again, it's simple, but the flavors are, you know, they're really pronounced because you reduce the Merlot and then you add it to the mushroom sauce. So it's got this really intense kind of burgundy color from the reduction of the wine. And then the flavor is just kind of out of this world.
Beautiful. And you don't have to have the barbecue this time of year then. You can do it stovetop and then do you finish in the oven? Or
exactly, yes, definitely. And I think the recipe itself is flexible that way. So, you know, if you wanted to go out to the barbecue, you could, but it's all inside and, you know, a stovetop works.
And what about for desserts? What's a good go-to?
You know, if you love wine, I really like the wine poached pears, especially right now because you're kind of in between seasons, you know, what's kind of, you know, the tastiest. And pears are great right now because they're really, really sweet and you can get local pears, which is awesome. And that's a wonderful dessert. But if you're looking for something a little bit more light and casual, one of the ones that I like are my mom's chocolate almond biscotti, which is just a really nice biscotti with some almonds in it, and then it's an added flavor of chocolate that's in it as well as the cocoa from the biscotti. But then I like to dip them in a little bit of extra chocolate and then just serve them with, I like to serve them with something sweet, like a sweet after dinner drink would be nice. If you wanted to do like a sweet liqueur, you could do that, or you could, you know, kind of go the opposite end and do a really nice ice wine. And then just some fresh fruit because it's just, you know, simple and casual. And I usually have kids running around, so it's good because they'll come and eat the fruit if they don't want the biscotti. And
or a nice big mug of scotch.
Yeah.
Good night, everybody.
Don't give away my secret.
Yeah. We've got three cookbooks to give away. Emily is generously supplied that are signed by her. The three callers at 386-1161 will take calls 3, 5, and 7. We do have a question from Sandra because your son has some certain needs with the eating, and you wanted to ask Sandra about ways to address that.
Yeah, we're testing Tristan with wheat, with celiac. So, Emily, have you worked at all with, non-wheat recipes as far as, you know, the breads go in that?
I actually have. Not too long ago, I was working on some baking recipes that involved not using wheat. So I was trying to find, kind of playing around with different mixes of different ingredients to see what would produce a really nice, at the time I was working on a cake, something that, you know, you'd still get that nice, light, fluffy cake without it changing too much in texture. And I actually ended up using a nice mixture of, I'm trying to recall, I think I used three. It was quinoa flour, rice flour, and potato flour that I mixed kind of in equal portions, and I used it to replace the all-purpose flour. And it worked really well. The texture of it was really nice, and I also used it to make bread.
Oh, okay.
And that combination worked really well. I just made kind of, you know, a regular loaf of white bread. I didn't want to go too crazy and try too many intricate things. But I wanted to try to compare it to, there's a gluten-free all-purpose flour that you can buy that's already mixed. But I know from friends that have celiacs in their family, they really wanted to try to create their own because they felt that it would be less expensive. So I just kind of played around with a few different varieties, and it seemed to work. It seemed to work really well. But again, it depends on the recipe itself. And I know it can be a struggle. And have you tried playing around with some of the different? ingredients?
Well, with my business, we do get a lot of clients that come in that are celiac, and I find that there's different levels of celiac also, whether there's the sensitivities to wheat. And, you know, just over 2 years ago, we did have the Celiac Association come in, and we walked through everything. And I'm just surprised at how much wheat is in all these different type of products that we do use every day. But I have tried to make some entrees, you know, with it being wheat free with the different products, but I haven't really gone the extra way of actually just producing bread, because, you know, I have purchased some breads and they have been quite heavy, you know, for him. So I was looking for something a bit lighter.
Mm-hmm. And then, well, spelt is one that is kind of on the fence, where mm-hmm. some people can eat it and enjoy it without problem, but then there's severe allergies that they can't even handle spelt. Mm. So that's one that, you know, try to leave out of the mix, because that one can be kind of on the fence.
Right. Emily, your front cover here, you've got lots of different ingredients. Now, is that a salad?
It is a salad. It is the potato, corn, and bean salad, just kind of a nice mix of summer ingredients that I just loved, and I took the picture out on my back porch.
I like that, you know, because I find with salads, you think we've got to have lettuce and the tomato, and it gets so boring. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're talking about allergies and different things, and a salad is something where you can probably mix it up quite a bit and really address a lot of people's needs in one thing, and that looks delicious.
Yeah, yeah. You definitely can, and I think what's wonderful about a lot of, you know, focusing on fresh vegetables, fresh fruit, and all those, and, you know, proteins, those types of things, which, you know, we're striving to include as part of, you know, our following Canada's food guide and eating healthfully. It's a wonderful way to incorporate all that stuff into a meal. And I heard a great quote this week from someone that said, if you start with something absolutely delicious, you don't need to fix it. You don't need to add anything else to, you know, create something, because you're starting with the best. So if you actually are using, you know, great flavored potatoes and beans and, you know, corn, for example, like the salad, you don't really have to add much to it, because all those components themselves taste great.
And if you start with a great chef and person like you, Emily, and a cookbook like this, you can't go wrong. The phones have been ringing off the hook. We've got our winners. Your philosophy is live, love, cook, and you really live that way. Emily's book is Get in the Kitchen and Cook, Recipes for Family and Friends. Tell us one more time before we go how you get it, Emily.
Just go to my website, emilyrichardscooks.ca, and there's a picture of the cover of the book, and it'll take you to where you need to go.
And we'll talk to you next month again. Great talking to you. Put your feet up, relax. You've done your duty for the moment.
I feel. I think I'm going to get my husband to pour me a glass of wine first. So.
You do it, kiddo. Great talking to you.
Nice talking to you, too.
When we come back after the news, we're going to talk to Stephen Andrews.
Even if you can only thread a needle, come get inspired at the Creative Stitches and Crafting Alive Show, March 9th and 10th at Perks Rec Center. Showcasing sewing, scrapbooking, quilting, knitting, needlework, fiber arts, beading, and paper crafting. With hands-on classes, educational seminars, free demos, fashion shows, and fabulous door prizes. Visit creativestitchesshow.com for complete details. Attend the Creative Stitches and Crafting Alive Show, March 9th and 10th at Perks Rec Center.
The 2012 Tim Hortons Briar begins today on TSN. It's a 9-day marathon of split-second timing. Who will power their way to a national title in Saskatoon? TSN delivers 3 draws daily and every game up to and including the championship final. Who will handle the pressure best? And who has the winning touch? The 2012 Tim Hortons Briar begins today on TSN. It's 11:30. This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. The news begins right now.
Partly cloudy and 10 degrees now downtown. Good morning. I'm Kyle Reynolds with CFAX News to 11:30. The federal government has committed an additional $16.5 million in funding for the Johnson Street Bridge this morning. CFAX 1070's Liz MacArthur reports.
Parliamentary Secretary to the Minister of Veterans Affairs, Eve Adams, spoke to the press and a group of city councillors and citizens at a windy announcement below the bridge today.
Up to $16.5 million is coming through Canada's gas tax fund. This announcement is part of our low-tax plan for jobs and growth.
In June, an $8 million gas tax funding commitment was made through the CRD. CRD Board Chair Jeff Young hopes the money can now be redirected to other infrastructure projects in the region.
With this announcement, it appears that we'll have enough to fund this project, and it will reach the maximum allowable under the federal guidelines. And some money will probably become available for other projects in the region.
Noticeably absent was any commitment from the province. Oak Bay MLA Ida Chong was at the announcement. When pressed about funding, she says it is possible the province could commit money somewhere down the line if it becomes available in other funding avenues. Liz MacArthur, CFAX 1070 News.
The robocall scandal will be the subject of a protest march in downtown Vancouver today. Participants want a public inquiry into the alleged Dirty Tricks campaign.
You know, a public inquiry, I think, is crucial at this time. But what's even more important is that Elections Canada, you know, call new elections.
Organizer Sarah Bueller says the protest starts at noon today at the Vancouver Art Gallery. Elections Canada is currently reviewing more than 31,000 reports about robocalls during the May federal election campaign. And the first hearing in the criminal investigation into the grounding of the Costa Concordia was held in a theater instead of a courthouse because of the number of people on hand. Interest in the investigation is huge, with angry survivors demanding compensation, justice, and the truth. The shipwreck of the off the Tuscan coast killed 25 people. Seven others are still missing and presumed dead. After the news at 11, we called the number listed for the hall residents. We did not get a correct answer, though, to our newsmaker question. So after the news at noon today, our prize will be $175. And checking out CFAX weather now. Cloudy today, a 60% chance of showers this afternoon, high of 10 degrees. Cloudy tonight as well. Some wind overnight with a low of about 6 degrees, and mostly periods of rain tomorrow with a high of 9. I'm Kyle Reynolds. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's 11:33.
Now, Straight Talk. Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Rock me Amadeus. We're kicking back, going back to the 80s. Hey, on the phone we have Stephen Andrew from CTV Vancouver Island. In the studio we have Sandra Hellemus from What's for Dinner. How are you doing there, Stephen?
I'm doing well, Petty. How are you?
Good. Did you like Rock Me Amadeus?
Yes, I love that song.
Does that take you back and get your groove on?
You know, that does a bit. Back when Hutt and I had hair.
Oh, my goodness. Now, you've been busy, busy. We're going to talk a little bit about the teacher stuff later, but, you know, you're busy with your job at CTV covering the ledge. Amadeus is coming up in April. It's a fundraiser for Kaleidoscope, and you're directing. That's a huge job.
Yeah, it is.
Are you nuts?
Yeah, well,
slightly.
We already know that, I think, don't we? I mean, the opportunity really came last year. I mean, Kaleidoscope Theater is a company that presents theater for young audiences. It trains young actors, and it's something that really is very dear to my heart. And last year, they had a fundraiser here, and the artistic director, Roderick Lamble, who's a great friend of mine, said, you know, what could we do next year to kind of top this? And I said, well, I've done Amadeus a couple of times in my career. Why don't we do that? And that's really how it came to be. So it's a fundraiser, and it's a great show, and we've got an amazing cast.
And I know, Sandra, you said one of your children went through Kaleidoscope.
Yes.
And a lot of people, whether it's school groups where our kids have always gone to watch productions, it is a great community resource. Amadeus is a great play. And your cast, I know there's a lot of big names, but also I hear Wells from CTV is going to be in the
Wells
cast.
Wells Gates is in it, yeah. Wells Gates is an exceptional videographer, shooter for CTV Vancouver Island. And I work a lot lot with him, and he'd been taking some acting classes, and he just kind of mentioned it to me, and I said, hey, you should come out and try out for Amadeus. And he said, really? And he said, yeah. And I said, sure. And so he did. He came out and did this fantastic audition, and we had to just have him in the show. It was really, really a lot of fun.
That's so neat to follow your dreams.
The Amadeus show really is, in many ways, tied to what's going on with the Teachers Job Action, because, I mean, a lot of people haven't known this, and the company really hasn't talked publicly about this, so, you know, I'm going to do it now. But the thing that really has really... I guess heard it a lot is that they did a really good production of Midsummer's Night Dream, and normally they bring on all the school shows, and this is accounts for their revenue. And and what's happened is because of the Teachers Job Action, they didn't bring it in, so they had to cancel some shows. And you know, just when they thought they were getting ahead of the game, it kind of set them back a bit. So the Teachers Job Action has not only had an impact on in the classroom, it's also had an impact on, you know, local arts groups as well within our community.
Yeah. Of course, yeah, and then that's a really important thing. Our children all went to Kaleidoscope Productions, and it's a great education in live theater for them.
Well, for many, it's their first introduction.
Yes.
And, you know, I always say to people that theater for young audiences, and I remember back, you know, when I was 5 years of age, seeing a production of Pinocchio in our school. I mean, it's their first introduction to theater, and really it kind of, connects them with culture, with what's known as fine arts, although I'm not so keen on using that term, because, I mean, theater now has become, it's so different, it's so accessible. And, you know, we've got a couple of really great theaters within our community, like the Playhouse across the street from the CTV studios there and CFAX studios. And we've also got the Royal Theater and a number of other theaters around town, such as the Metro and Intrepid and Fringe and everything. And there's so many opportunities. And those audiences are going to come from, you know, places like Kaleidoscope Theater and Four Seasons. Those companies that are presenting theater to children for the first time.
And tell us who some of the other cast members are going to be.
Well,
the big names we got.
We've got a couple of really well-known names around town. Howard Markson, who used to be with CTV.
Of course.
And he's very well-known, of course, and a wonderful guy. He's playing Baron von Swieten. We've also got in the cast Barry Bowman from former days of CFAX and TV commercial fame and so on. And he is playing the Emperor Joseph. The Salieri has been played by the artistic director of the company, Roderick Glanville, who's doing just a brilliant job with it. And then two young actors, actually, that came up through Kaleidoscope, that started many, many years ago, are playing the roles of Constanza and Mozart, and that is Patrick Rundell and also Candace Woodland, who's also at the Canadian College of Performing Arts, doing an exceptional job, I'm telling you. I think when people come and see these guys do these roles, they're going to be just so blown away by the talent they have. And there's other young people in the company as well, some that are in Kaleidoscope now. Another actor that I think is doing an exceptional job as well is one of the Venticelli, Michael Bell, who again came up from Kaleidoscope. And you look at these guys and you see them like from a few years ago, you know, playing in the background scenes in Kaleidoscope. And now they're taking these starring roles in the show and just like knocking it out of the park. I really am so proud every time I go into rehearsal.
And what day? This is going to be in April, Stephen.
April 13th and 14th, that's a Friday and a Saturday. Tickets are on sale now, and actually they're going very quickly. Now, you can get them from cast members. If you know a cast member, just go to kaleidoscope.bc.ca. There's a full cast list there. Or you can get them at the McPherson box office. A couple of numbers, 386-6121 is the box office number. Or a great way to find out where you want to sit is actually to go onto the web. You can actually choose your seat where you want to sit. And you can do that by going to RMTS, that stands for Royal McPherson Theatre Society, .bc.ca. Then just look for the date on there and click on it. And you can pick your ticket up right away. And remember, everybody, this is a fundraiser for Kaleidoscope Theater. So I know in the past there's a bit of a history of some people comping and papering the house on the first night. That's not going to happen. Even I'm paying for my seat, Patty, so it really is a true fundraiser.
Right.
Provide a legacy for this company and push them forward.
And that means if you want to make a donation too, they would certainly appreciate that. Stephen, hang on the line for a sec. We'll be back just after the break.
You can't always count on the weather, but you can count on CFAX 1070 to get it right the first time, every time. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. You walk into the grocery store,
You fill your cart with food. You approach the cashier. And you never touch your wallet. Here come the high fives. You won the CFAX 1070 Grocery Giveaway Grand Prize. A $500 gift card to Fairway Market. Pure fantasy? Hardly. Here's how to make it happen. Enter online at CFAX1070.com. Then starting Monday, listen for your name three times daily by Al, Murray, and Ryan. Call before the next newscast and you'll instantly win a $50 gift card from Fairway Market and qualify for the grand prize draw the following Monday, that $500 gift card.
Yeah! Steak for a month!
Yeah, chocolate for a year.
Like I said, steak for a month.
I said chocolate!
Enter online at CFAX1070.com. Win the CFAX 1070 grocery giveaway from Fairway Market. And CFAX 1070.
Steak, steak, steak.
Chocolate.
Your old car is a little bit... Yeah, that's my car. And you'd rather have a... Yeah, that's my car. So it's time to trade in the... Meh. For an oh yeah at Galaxy Motors. These guys know the new-to-you market. They see more cars than anyone, so they can give you the fairest, the absolute best price for your trade-in. Even if it's... Galaxy Motors will buy any car, so you get your, I love this car! Visit galaxymotors.net.
This year, get the Working Opportunity Fund commercialization shares working for you. Receive extra tax savings of up to 30% with the added bonus of dividend payments of up to 25% over a three-year period. An RSP investment that delivers the tax savings and dividends you deserve. The Working Opportunity Fund commercialization shares. Invest today. Shares of the fund are sold by prospectus. Go to growthworks.ca for details and limitations. Dividends are not guaranteed.
Listen to the Connor Financial Report every Saturday at 12 noon on CFAX 1070. Frankly speaking, you can't afford to miss it.
Now, Straight Talk Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
We are back in the studio. I have Sandra Hellemis from What's for Dinner. On the phone, we have Stephen Andrew from CTV Vancouver Island. Now, CTV has been covering all the teacher stuff and everything else they always do every night. You've been busy at the Ledge because this whole teachers government dispute has been going on. What do you suggest for families right now on Monday? I guess they're saying don't go to the schools because there'll be people there, but really you shouldn't send your kids there?
Well, I mean, the Education Minister, George Abbott, said to me last week in the hallways that, you know, the schools will be open and there will be principals and some support staff on hand. Now, I think that that probably was he was being a little bit overgenerous there because mm-hmm. I think he obviously wanted to, I guess portray that everything is fine and that this is not going to inconvenience parents. And then, of course, superintendents came out the following day and said, whoa, just a second, we don't have the staffing to handle it if all the kids show up at school. Abbott then corrected that yesterday and said to me, you know, I guess, you know, normally we get a 1 to 3% attendance on days that there are strikes, so, you know, we should be able to handle that. But I've been speaking to parents just yesterday. I was standing outside Marigold School, for instance, and there was a mother. I mean, she's got two kids, both that have learning challenges, and she can't just drop them off, you know. I mean, they're going to need that attention. So she's got to take 3 days off school, and I know that people are posting notices all over saying, hey, look, you know, I run homeschooling, I'll be able to help you. But there's a lot of parents out there, Patty, that are mm-hmm. running around just trying to figure out what they're going to do over the next 3 days, and this is going to cost them a chunk of money.
Yeah, it's a tough one. You know, I've got teens, so it's a lot different. But when you got younger children and you're working and, you know, people say it's not child care, but yet you count on them going to school from 9 to 3 and you have aftercare or whatever, but it's all kind of organized.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And, you know, I know that some of the rec centers are doing day programs over the next few days. If you call the local rec center, I know that some of them are doing some camps. I know that, for instance, Kaleidoscope has added a three-day camp that they're doing over the next 3 days, which I think is pretty reasonable from a child care point of view. I think it works at something like $33 a day. So, you know, people can drop their kids off there if they get in touch with Kaleidoscope. And I think that some of the rec centers are also offering day programs. So there are some opportunities, but I think they're going to fill up pretty fast as parents try to scramble over the weekend to find out what they're going to do. But I'm talking to a number of parents, they say they're just going to simply, you know, take an extra vacation day, and they're not happy about it. And they're conflicted because, you know, one lady said to me, look, I'm a union member, so I really want to support the union. morning. But on the other hand, you know, this really is putting a strain on my family over the next couple of days.
Well, we'll stay tuned, Stephen, and keep watching you and what happens on CTV Vancouver Island here in CFAX. Have a good Saturday. Don't work too hard. You've got work Monday. You've got work every day.
I'm leaving for rehearsal in 2 minutes. So
okay.
It's going to be good. But again, it's going to be really interesting, I think, next week when we watch this process move forward. Government really hoping that these 3 days can let the teachers blow off some steam, because then they're going to be back for 2 days. And then there's the break for March. And, you know, I think the government's hoping it's going to die down. Talking to teachers, though, I got to tell you, I'm not so sure that's going to happen.
Well, I just hope I get that teen out of my basement. Have a great day, Stephen. Talk to you soon.
All right, Patty.
All the best.
Bye-bye.
Excellent. It is a conundrum. You have two kids in school.
I have two. But my first thought is, you know, the one thing is I don't have to worry about daycare, mm-hmm. as other parents obviously do because they're older. But my first thought was I'm going to have to stock my house because they're home and they eat more.
It's a different concern when you're older.
Yeah, you know, and
absolutely.
Then they have their friends over.
Absolutely. So. And we're going to talk later because What's for Dinner, you've got this new thing with single servings. Mm-hmm. But if people want to make I think when people are either single or elderly, you get this sort of toast and tea. I know when I first got my own place, I just had toast all the time.
Right.
We have to think of eating even our own, like talking to Emily, fresh ingredients. Maybe we're already making an occasion out of it, even if we're just eating for one, right?
It is. Like, and I think, you think you don't want to go that extra mile because it's just yourself. But who better to really treat yourself than you? And it doesn't take a lot, really, to put on – you know, that extra meal that is besides just toast. So you can, in the stores, they're really addressing smaller serving sizes, but also you could purchase something, you know, a regular size of meat, you know, it has two steaks in it, and freeze one steak and then use the one steak tonight. But the other thing you can really do is just really nice placemat, nice dish, and, you know, a glass, and just sit down and make it really even presenting just your atmosphere, and it just makes it more.
Make every day special.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to talk more about that after the break. Right now we're going to talk to Susan Jack. She's got a concert coming up next week. How are you doing, Susan?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Patty.
Excellent. Now, I just wanted to give another plug because your concert is next Saturday on the 10th?
Yes, next Saturday, 7 o'clock at the Farquhar Auditorium.
And we also just want to remind people about organ donation, right? You have a kidney transplant. We want to make sure people are on that registry, that you make sure that you – because a life is balancing.
That's so true. And I think so few people know exactly what people go through with kidney disease and how it can hit somebody out of the blue. I never even heard about it. I didn't know anybody. It's such a really well-kept secret, I guess. And people just don't talk about it, and I think they need to talk about it because it's there are people that are waiting on dialysis some people don't even survive on dialysis. And my brother has become such a – he donated his kidney to me, and he's become such a proponent of being an organ donor and at least registering as an organ donor for eventual donation.
Now, we don't do our license anymore, right? We have to actually phone?
You can online. Uh-huh. You can go to BC Transplant online, and if you're not sure – actually, if you go to the BC or the Kidney Foundation of Canada, they'll sort of direct you through their website. But you can donate or register online.
Okay.
But you're right. It isn't valid anymore on driver's licenses.
And, of course, Susan Jack's a great singer, and her brother is Billy. And you remember the song, Which Way Are You Going, Billy?
Right.
And you call your kidney Wilson? Is that the...
Well, my brother's named him Wilson.
Wilson.
And it's kind of funny because he feels like a Wilson to me. I've got six brothers. I might as well add another one, I guess. But because Bill's kidneys were so big, when they took his kidney from him to give me, they said it was about the size of a football. But you see, now men tend to pack fat around their kidneys, they say. And I'm not saying Bill's fat, but
is he bragging now? Yeah, I got a big kidney. One more area to feel insignificant about.
So anyway, they called him Wilson, and it's kind of stuck.
I love it. Now, Susan, just quickly, they can buy tickets through UVic for the concert, which is next Saturday.
Right.
Beautiful. So don't miss Susan Jacks next Saturday at UVic Farquhar Auditorium. Great talking to you, Susan.
Well, great talking to you, too. Thanks, Patty.
You betcha. We'll be back in a minute with Sandra.
Level Ground Trading. Local, direct, delicious.
What does farmer focus mean to you? Growing up in Colombia, I realized big changes for farmers are best achieved through direct fair trade. My name is Hugo Cito. I live in Victoria and I co-founded Level Ground in 1997. When you see a photo of a farmer on our package, I know that farmer. I took their photo. This year, we will purchase the harvest of about 5,000 small-scale farming families in 8 countries. That's what farmer focus means to me.
Joan and Bob here from Heirloom Linens.
With a well-tanned and rested Kristen, I see.
Now, Dad, you know I just got back from our spring buying trip. Toronto in winter? Think again.
Over the next few months, we'll be bringing in over 24 new bedding patterns, plus a new line of headboards.
Which means we're now clearing out our current selection of local, artisan-made, queen-size headboards.
Helping you save money since 1995. Shop early for best selection.
At Heirloom Linens in Broadmead Village.
We only sound expensive.
Senior Living Magazine brings you a taste of Las Vegas with the 7th Annual Senior Expo, March 6th at Perks Rec Center. Over 125 exhibitors and all-day entertainment, including Flashback Freddy's rockin' hits of the 50s and 60s. Enjoy the Honey Crooners with songs by the great Las Vegas Crooners, plus the amusing antics of Red Skelton, presented by Al Greenwood. Laugh your way to better health with laughing yoga instructor Gene Furby. The Senior Expo, March 6th, 9 to 4 at Perks Rec Center.
Enjoy a premier dining experience at Samuel's by the Park restaurant in the lobby of the Queen Victoria Hotel and Suites. Call for a reservation at 388-4488.
We are back. I have Sandro. Hello, Sandro.
Hello.
Sandra Hellemis from What's for Dinner. And tell everybody about What's for Dinner. I know you're on lots, but people don't know about you.
Yeah. Well, we're a food preparation company. So what we do is we've just actually moved over to full assembly in January, where we on our website, it's whatsfordinner.ca, and that's with the number 4. Our clients will go, and every month we have a list of entrees you can select from, and you just select which ones you would like to purchase. Then we put it together, and you just need to come to the store, which we're just on Saanich Road, and you pick them up. And there are oven-ready meals. And we've done all the prep work. We use all fresh ingredients, so it's as close as homemade as possibly.
And I know my kids, what are you reheating tonight?
Oh.
You're their new mom. But, you know, it's no different than really going to a store and buying some chicken breasts. Or, like, it's the price is good, and you can add your own sides and your own bits if you want. But it's just buying a really fresh, nicely marinated piece. It's something you can add on to. It's not just like you can't create more food around
it
still.
Yeah, and the whole purpose of this, too, is not to take away from your everyday cooking. It's just basically for those added nights that you typically maybe would have went out and bought some fast food. And we all know that it's just loaded with preservatives a lot of the places. And also the cost now is just, you know, to go for a family of 4 through a drive-through is pretty expensive.
And
too.
Every month it changes. Correct. And then you also have sides. So
we're bringing on more and more sides. Yeah.
So if you don't want to do your own potato stuff, there are potatoes, there's rice, there's all kinds, and desserts. Mm-hmm. But the main things change every month.
Correct.
Next month you have teriyaki chicken.
Yeah, and we have, we have a tomato and wine Swiss steak. So we do try and cover, a lot of the beef, the chicken, that type of thing. And the nice thing about going to our full assembly service is that we'll be able to bring in more than just the 14 entrees that we always had. So we'll be able to address a lot of the vegetarian. We have a really big following in Victoria that are vegetarians.
Yes.
So that's been a really big thing. And the other thing that that we're very happy to talk about is Dinner for One is the new product line that we're bringing into the store. And those are addressing the single prepared meals that, again, are made from scratch and whole foods and are cooked and frozen. And then they are just ready to go into the oven or a toaster oven even.
We had a soccer game last night and I actually had bought a few of those from you and they were excellent because they were easy to go, heat them up, and they're delicious. So if you buy these Lean Cuisines or any of these things, this is also a good alternative because the calorie count is not high necessarily. Mm-hmm. They're balanced.
Mm-hmm. And it's you know what's gone into it. I mean,
yes.
We use, you know, in our products and also in Dinner for One, it's fresh lemons and limes and fresh, you know, the garlic's done in-house. So it's the product itself is really low in the preservative nitrates that you see out there in the, you know, the quick frozen dinners that you can buy in the supermarket. So,
and you say people, there's quite a buzz in the industry.
It is. Yeah.
And if people, you have an open house coming up?
We have two open houses. So one we are going to be launching, just a sneak peek, this Friday, and it's for the industry professionals. So those are the people that that I've met through my business that I've heard back that there's a need for this is people, the dietitians, the lot of the elderly in our community really are needing some really good nurturing quality food, but also it's for people with disabilities. They're finding it hard to prepare, and a single person to have to chop all this up, someone who's maybe a little bit further along and with MS and that type of thing, where it still gives them the independence and they can really still have a good quality home cooked meal. And also people with food sensitivities, we can address that also. So,
what kind of examples of food? So you're going to have, what would come in your single serving?
In our single serving. So we'll have a protein, a starch, and a veggie. And we do, let's say, turkey and pork meatloaf. It's by far the best meatloaf in Victoria. And we use, we do the carrots in-house, and it's fresh dill and butter. You know, we tend to stay away from the margarine. That type of thing.
You don't skimp on ingredients.
No, we don't. And that's you know, the difference also is we know what's going into it. Even our baked goods, we use butter. We don't use the margarine. Even the soups we do, we use from, you know, we don't use the soup bases, that type of thing. We make everything from scratch. And the quality, the taste is there. It speaks for itself. We fully, I would never put a product out that I wouldn't serve myself or my family, and I back everything. So
I know when I was taking care of my mom, you can, if I wanted to, I'd go on and get a month's worth of products or a day. Like, how would you go about doing that?
Yeah, the website is dinnerforone.ca, and that's dinnerforone.ca, and that website will be launched also in the next couple of weeks, and they'll be able to go online and order. You know, from the variety of the Dinner for Ones that we have, it's very easy. And we also have delivery also. So,
oh, you do?
Yeah,
excellent.
We're bringing that on.
So if people want to know more, though, there's what's for with the
letter. They can
for.
Go to whatsfordinner.ca, and there's a link there to the new website, and they'll be able to order through that way. Or they can give us a call at the store at 250-298-4346. And we can direct them and help them with that too.
And I can vouch for Sandra's food. It's fantastic. And
thanks.
You give back to the community.
Mm-hmm.
And I know your ingredients and your facility is top notch.
Thanks.
You know, it's not, everything's in the open. You can see exactly how well it's prepared.
Yeah.
Yes. And you're a good buddy.
Oh, well, thank
Who's
you.
Who's running?
Oh, painfully.
Painfully. You're doing the what? The program we had
the
a lady
Soul
on.
Sisters.
Soul Sisters. My goodness.
Program,
good for you.
Yeah.
Well, I'll come and cheer you on.
Oh, thanks.
It's been a great show. Great being with you today. Thank you, TJ, as always. Rock me, Amadeus. And get out there and see Amadeus. It's going to be really good. And get out there and enjoy your day.